உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு, வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
ஹலோ லிசனர்ஸ், யூஆர் டியூன் டு விவசாயி எஃப்எம் 107.4 MHz from the campus of Tamil Nadu Agricultural University, Coimbatore. Now, we have with us Dr. Parameshwaran. He is Deputy Director, Press Information Bureau. He has come with the talk on the challenges and prospects of community radios. On to his talk now.
When we think about community radios, I am reminded of an old story. The story is part of the famous Mandu Upanishad, in which a guru is explaining to his students about the Manduga view of life. A Manduga is a frog living in a well. So the Mandu Upanishad is basically the explanation of how a person's worldview can be limited. So as part of the lessons given by the guru, he explains about an old incident which took place in the Dwapara Yugas or the Treta Yugas, centuries back. What happened was, in Satyaloka, that is the abode of Brahma, two sisters came with complaints. The sisters are Vamuri and Varamuri. Vamuri means speech, Varamuri means writing, written. So the written form and the spoken form of the language, they are sisters. They went to Brahma and complained that, people are not giving me the spoken language. She said that people are not respecting me at all. Everyone, pays respect only to the written form of the language. They say that only the written form of the language is accurate. They say that only what is written is sacred, is holy. So that was the complaint given by the spoken language. The written language said, all these complaints are baseless. Only whatever you have spoken has been written later. So written language is being worshipped as holy or sacred or considered sacred, it is only because what you have said is sacred. So there is no point in complaining. Brahma listened to both the arguments and later, smilingly, he said, "Don't worry," he told the spoken language. "So there will be a centuries of period when the written language will be considered sacred. Then in the Kali Yuga, there will be a time will come when voice will be the primary mode of communication." So this has a great relevance today because, there is a lot of talk going on that because of the TV, because of the internet, because of SMSs and mobile phones and everything, the importance of radio is coming down. Many people say, you are working in radio, what is the challenge in working in radio? Nobody is listening to radio nowadays. So I counter them with the argument, how long will you go on seeing the TV? How long will you go on surfing the internet? A time will come when people will come back to radio. And that point has been vindicated by the silent growth of community radios all over the world. Basically, what is a community radio? What do you mean by community radio? Actually, there is no definition. There has never been a definition for community radio. Various terms have been used to describe small-scale radio broadcasting, such as local radio broadcasting, alternative radio broadcasting, independent radio broadcasting, free radio broadcasting. All these terms have been used. And in India, we happen to have started with the term community radio. For all these terms, for community radio, for local radio, for alternative radio, for independent radio, there is no accepted single definition. We can only give a small description of what is meant by all these terms. See, what do you mean by alternative? Alternative stands for something which replaces or which substitutes for something else that is prevalent. So community radio per se means a radio broadcasting system which stands in the place of or which is being substituted for or which is an alternative for a radio station that is presently in vogue. So all the mainline stations, even the FM stations, all the mainline stations, they offer programs for the people. Community radio offers program by the people. That is the basic difference. A community radio is a radio wherein the listeners or the people who are the subscribers of the radio or who listen to the radio, they themselves are involved in the production of the programs. That is the basic difference between a community radio service and a commercial or public broadcasting service. There are a number of common elements are there between all these terms, that is alternative, independent, free, everything. There is a lot of commonality. See, basically, it is radio by the people for the people. The phrase captures well the essential principle that must be in place for a broadcasting service to be considered a true community radio. It must be managed by the community and it must exist only to serve the community. You know, it is not a huge service which is owned by a conglomerate or even by the country. It is something which is owned by a small society and it serves the purposes of that small society. Community radio emphasizes that it is not commercial and does not share what it would call the prescriptive or paternalistic attitude of public service broadcasting. That is the second aspect. The first aspect is it is always by the people, one thing. Second thing is it is not to the people, it is for the people. The difference between to the people and for the people is very fundamental. See, it is not someone who comes from outside the community and tells the community what you should do. It is an outcome of the society's experience with the, or the society's attempts to solve its own problems. The community radio offers solutions that are an outcome of the experience made by the community itself to solve the problems it has confronted. A public service radio or a commercial radio is an alien element which comes from outside and tells the people you have to do like this, like this. For example, it tells the people, you know, tourism is bad for your community. It may even hurt the fragile ecosystem of the country. A radio, a commercial radio or a public service radio coming from outside the community and telling them is different from the members of the community themselves saying over the community radio that, you know, we have found such and such difficulties with the onslaught of tourism. Our ecosystem is being damaged because of uncontrolled or unbridled tourism. So, community radio, first, it is a radio by the people. Second, it is a radio for the people. It is a radio of the people, not for the people. The community itself suggests solutions for the problems it faces. It is not a prescriptive kind of a broadcast. That's the second thing. The third thing is, if it is a program by the people, and if it is a program of the people, then the next question is, how? How are the programs made? How is it financed? What will be the structure of such a radio? There is also, as we saw in the case of the definition of a community radio, there is no such hard and fast rule about how a community radio should function or how a community radio should be organized. In India, the prevalent practices, mostly NGOs, then educational institutions, and certain trusts and things like that, they are owning and operating most of the, but they are specifically set in such a way that they serve only the purpose of a small community. The emphasis on a small community is because of the earlier three principles. That is, it should be by the people and it should be of the people. For the convenience of actualizing these two principles, it is always the rule anywhere in the world that broadcasting ownership systems are limited to small communities. In Western European countries, the public service state broadcasting monopolies, which earlier set up radio and later TV, they usually used to start small stations also for small communities. That is how in Western European countries, community radio systems slowly expanded. But in the Eastern Europe, where mainly the socialistic sort of governments were there, there was no such, the public service broadcasting approach was the only approach. There was no other approach. In Latin America, it was mainly the public broadcasting system was owned mainly by private and commercial broadcasting systems. But in many countries in the developing world, especially in Africa and Asia, at least as far as state monopoly on broadcasting was concerned, they did not allow any broadcasting policy to be controlled by statutory and independent public bodies, preferring complete control by government of all aspects of their electronic media. That is the case in India also. But in spite of the control of the government or overall control of the government in matters concerning policy, community radio stations have a great strength because they are rooted in the community, in a small community, and their audience is also the small community. So as Edward Schumacher, the famous German economist who said, small is beautiful, for community radio, small is beautiful. And it still continues to be beautiful of the people and by the people. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was a talk on the challenges and prospects of community radios by Dr. Parameshwaran, Deputy Director, Press Information Bureau. Thank you for being with us, listeners. Stay tuned.